This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's more music. That was associated with movies, too. That was part of the soundtrack of an old Laurel and Hardy. That tune was. It was probably an orchestra conducted at that time by T. Marvin Hadley. Who might have written that tune? I don't know. That's for no reason at all. And I didn't play it for no reason at all. I play it because it kind of fits in with our theme. Also, it showcases the work of the amazing West End Jazz Band. And please visit their website. And they're in Chicago. We should get them out here. We just got a great person out here a couple of days ago, Catherine Russell, who's based mainly in New York, but Chicago's not that much further away, so let's get them out here. Let's talk to the Stanley people and get the West End Jazz Band. They've been doing genuine hot dance, not just traditional or Dixieland or what have you, but they've been playing arrangements of how music used to sound when that's how it sounded. And that was from their Gold Diggers of Broadway CD. And that was from Hog Wild, which was a Laurel and Hardy short. There was a couple of other songs in there. But great stuff. Yes, indeed. That was recorded a couple of years ago. So, and before that, J.C. Flippin, who was not necessarily associated with Hollywood, although he was an actor. I believe he was also in the movie version of Oklahoma. Don't hold me to that, but I believe so. So I guess he kind of fits, but that was a request for Broadway Gypsy. I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This is your best entertainment right here. To heck with television. And these guys say to heck with the movies, almost. The second two kind of get snotty about it, but not Irving. Irving is... Irving Kaufman is very positive. So here is 1919, before movies learned to talk. Take your girly to the movies, for God's sake.
Gives advice to anyone in love. That's why Johnny Gray wrote to her one day. When I call to love my girl, her folks are always there. That's why I'm blue. What shall I do? And Beatrice said, never despair. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. There's no little brother there who always squeals. You can do an awful lot in 7 reels. Take your lessons at the movies and have love scenes of your own. Though she's just a simple little ribbon clerk, close your eyes and think you're kissing Billy Burke. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. All the soldiers go there when they're on a lark. You should see how they maneuver in the dark. Take your tips from Douglas Fairbanks and have love scenes of your own. Feeling kisses in the dark is just immense. Where can you get half as much for 20 cents? Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. When the show is over and it's time to leave, don't forget to brush the powder from your sleeve. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. If you have some trouble keeping her awake, start to love your next-door neighbor by mistake. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Going to your seat, you've got a dandy chance. You can shine your shoes on someone else's pants. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home.
Revolutionize the screen. Things out there in Hollywood are not so darn serene. All the stars are in a panic. Here's the reason why. Everyone must talk out loud or kiss their jobs goodbye. Lots of old-time stars are out of a job. All they do is blubber and sob ever since the movies learned to talk. And a red-hot vamp who registers hash sounds as if she's ordering hash ever since the movies learned to talk. Oh, they can't fool you and they can't fool me. When they open up, it's a squeak. Why, it's a sin. Even Rin Tin Tin has a bark that sounds like a peak. When the hero sings Asleep in the Deep, he sounds just like Little Bo Peep ever since the movies learned to talk. Every bathroom singer has a chance to make a name. Any guy with leather lungs can crash the Hall of Fame. If you know your Vodido and Do Re Mi Fa So, you can go to Hollywood and make a lot of dough. When the villain gets the gal in his toils, she says, take your dirty old poils, ever since the movies learned to talk. And when Emil Jannings opens his mouth, youth. Well, he was raised in the South ever since the movies learned to talk. When a dark-eyed dame with a foreign name starts to talk in doing a scene, we all know she's from Buffalo and her Christian name is Levine. Though the hero's big, still everyone knows he makes every stitch of his clothes ever since the movies learned to talk. Once a movie kiss made hearts loop the loop, now it sounds like drinking hot soup ever since the movies learned to talk. All the old-time stars were seen but not heard, now you hear them lisp every word ever since the movies learned to talk. When they start a scene, it's an awful scream. He says, "Sweetheart, kiss me, my dear." She says, "This is so sudden, sweet. Can't you say you miss me, my dear?" He says, "Honest, truly, sweetie, I swear, you yourself start lisping right there ever since the movies learned to talk."
Hey, Bill, what's the idea of squinting your eyes like you're doing?
Well, I've had a lot of trouble with my eyes lately.
Had trouble with them?
Yes.
Well, you'd have more trouble without them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I would.
You know, my eyes have been troubling me.
Is that so?
I blame it on moving pictures. You know, movies hurt my eyes.
Movies used to hurt my eyes, but now they hurt my ears.
You know, they used to say that movie actresses were dumb.
Yeah, no, I wish they were, Ernie.
Folks all rave about the good old days, they do.
And we both agree with them, we're telling you.
We used to love the good old picture show,
the way we used to see them years ago.
Then the silent drama held its sway, okay.
Now they squeak and squawk, that's why we say,
I'm so sad and I'm so blue,
and I'm feeling that way too.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
When the star with baby face
shouts out in a voice that's bass, we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Our dozing days are ended, no more the organ plays,
to mellow tones it rendered, we could sleep for days and days.
When our wife becomes a pest,
now we have no place to rest,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Talkies are a great invention, we agree.
Knocking isn't our intention, no siree.
But if you love an app the way we do,
it's 10-1 you'd be complaining to.
Now we have to keep awake through 20 reels,
listening to sneezes, squawks, and squeals.
When church scenes are shown today,
they're so real we start to pray,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Now the pickaxe we hear pick,
even hear the crickets crick,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. The sheikh is from the ghetto, I thought he came from Spain.
His voice is high falsetto, and he sounds like he's in pain.
And the theme song there must be,
just to torture him and me,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Lion's roar we shake with fright, we can almost feel them bite. Buildings burn upon the street, and we even feel the heat. When white kids and peg clubby a wallop on the dome,
they really get so clubby, it makes us think that we're at home.
If by chance our eyes should close, then the villain blows his nose. We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
Well, that was Jones and Hare, the Happiness Boys. Yeah, Billy and Ernie there. Actually, I know people who can sleep in the movies very well, and such people generally, if they're my acquaintances, wake up and ask me for a synopsis after the main feature. But so that was a non-issue, but still, it was an interesting conceit. Before that, we had Billy Murray with "Ever Since the Movies Learned to Talk," and that's, I'd say, a little more interesting. 1928. A little more, there's some more validity to those complaints. And then Irving Kaufman, the pride of Syracuse, New York, "Take Your Girlie to the Movies." And I don't know if I'd want to pretend she was Billy Burke. That's, I don't know, if you have a thing about the Glinda the Good Witch, maybe, I guess that's your particular interest. 1919, that was. That was, I think Flo Ziegfeld was giving her some attention by then. Maybe not. But he wound up with her at the end of it. So this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. And now, speaking of people who sound like Glinda the Good Witch, in the silent movies, Billy Burke was a lot more impressive, I think, than when she started to do that thing she did later. But here's Claudette Colbert in 1934 from a rare promotional broadcast. And you'll see why it's rare. Give me liberty or give me love.
Paramount is on the air. Through the facilities of this great motion picture organization, we are able to bring to you in song over the air one of Hollywood's most glamorous personalities, Miss Claudette Colbert. All of you remember Miss Colbert as the exotic and wicked Empress Poppaea in Cecil B. DeMille's production, The Sign of the Cross. Well, if you thought that she was naughty in that picture, just wait until you see her in Torch Singer. In this up-to-the-minute story, Miss Colbert has a Jekyll and Hyde personality. She's the wickedest woman in New York for 23 and a half hours every day. But the other half hour, she's an angel, adored by millions. Miss Colbert has consented to sing Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, one of the songs from her next picture, Torch Singer.
I'm a slave to you. Don't you want the heart I gave to you?
You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love.
You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me.
You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love.
You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new?
I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you.
I'll be all your own, yours to have and hold and call your own.
You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love.
I'm only a slave to you.
Now you can have me if you really want me. Give me liberty or love. You're so dear.
Change. Do you want somebody new?
I'd be glad to share all of your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own, dear, yours to have and hold and call your own, dear. You can have me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. Give me liberty or love.
You I've heard Miss Claudette Colbert sing one of the numbers she sings in her latest Paramount picture, Torch Singer. In the picture with her, you will see Ricardo Cortez, David Manners, and that delightful little bundle of sentiment, Baby Leroy, whom the world first saw with Marie Chevalier in A Bedtime Story.
Do 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 just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Can't go wrong finishing a set with that one. No, sir, that was Cliff Edwards singing what he sang in the movie, The Hollywood Review of 1929. I believe it was that. Singing in the Rain. He was the guy. Yes, it wasn't Gene Kelly. So scratch Gene Kelly, although, you know, don't scratch him too hard. But he was a good guy. But Cliff actually introduced the song. Before that, we started the set with Claudette Colbert, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, 1934. And then, happily, we heard Joan Crawford. And I rarely say that, but Joan sounded, it was actually refreshing to hear Joan Crawford's voice after that, singing with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra at the Ambassador Hotel. Yes, and that was How Long Will It Last? She would sing over there. I think that was a recording, not a transcription. Later on, we'll take you back to 1931, and you'll hear the guys having a high old time for a couple of numbers, an actual recording of Star Night at the Coconut Grove. Bing Crosby, you'll hear a lot of him. And speaking of Bing Crosby on radio, and this is, I'm Andy Senior, by the way, but, and you know what you're listening to, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Leave it on here, you know, all week. And if you get, you know, just white noise or whatever, that's okay, too. Maybe that's better than what any other station has got on at the time. But when we're on, we're really on. We're on with good stuff. So here's a set dedicated to Bing Crosby. Here's The Lion, The Roaring Lion, in 1939, with his panegyric to Bing Crosby. Here it is.
Of all the world's famous singers that I have ever seen on the movie screen. Of all the world's famous singers that I have ever seen on the movie screen. Lawrence DeBert and Nelson Eddy, Donald Norvis and Morton Downey, Kenny Baker and Rudy Valley. But the crooning prodigy is Bing Crosby. Bing has a way of singing with his very heart and soul, which captivates the world. His millions of listeners never fail to rejoice at his golden voice. They love to hear his la-da-dee-la. So sweetly and with such harmony, thrilling the world with his melody. Mention might be made of Bing's romantic life, centered on his wife. As lovely as the soft silks of poetic dreams, her smile is like the moonbeam. A former star, we know she can sing, but now her voice she has reserved for her sons and Bing. So happy must be Bing Crosby, but he has married a beauty like Dixie Lee. I wonder if you heard him singing the song, May I Be the Only One to Say I. And yet I wonder if you heard again, every time it rains, pennies from heaven. But Love Thy Neighbor was the most thrilling song. And get along, little doggy, get along so sweetly and with such harmony, thrilling the world with his melody. Bing has a most interesting personality, beloved universally. He has two pet racehorses, Double Trouble and Ligarotti. Pipe smoking is his hobby. He has a quail eccentricity. He takes off his hat very infrequently. So one and all, less unanimously, show three cheers for his golden voice prodigy. By staring deeds of chivalry and daring. But nowadays, in other ways, sweet maids are won and captured. You'll hear the best authorities declaring. ¶¶
be 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 ba 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 be ba 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 be be de 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 ba 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 be 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 ba 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 be be be. Learn to croon if you want to win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just whisper you're so marvelous, and then when you do, she'll answer you're so wonderful and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon.
And that was not Bing Crosby, but that was good. That was real good. That was Charlie Palloy singing a Bing song. It was in a movie. Learn to croon. This was from 1933, and his guitar work sounded an awful lot like Eddie Lang, so you had two for one there. And, of course, that was on Crown, so they needed to economize. Well, with Charlie Palloy, you got a twofer, and he was an amazing guitarist and an amazing vocalist. He sounded more like Bing than Bing sometimes. And before that, we had the real article, the star of that particular set, Bing Going Hollywood, Temptation, 1933. That's a good one. Began with the lion doing his salute in great detail, including personal habits. Not taking off his hat ever. That's because his hair was thinning. You didn't want to take off your hat. I never put my hat on, even though my hair is probably as thin as Bing's, but never know. Sometimes, but Bing had an image, and my only image is vocal. This that was from 1939. This is radio. I'm Andy Senior, your middle-aged host. This is Radiola, by the way, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I've been trying to catch my breath all night. I don't know why. It's just strange. Here is Rudy Valley in 1934. This is from the Big Broadcast CD, Volume 1, compiled by Rich Conaty, issued by Rivermont, which is Brian Wright's great label. So, two great plugs there. Listen to you can find both, I believe, through our Radiola blog. At least Rich, you can, for the Big Broadcast. This Rudy sang this in International House. It's part of a television experiment, which looked a lot better than the picture we're getting. And that was one of my favorite movies as a kid, and it still is. I wasn't around then, but as a kid, it was a lot newer than it is now. Thank heaven for you.
When you bring a song to my lips for soul rest. And if my prayers are answered, you'll be blessed. And I'll be blessed each night my whole life through. And so I say thank heaven for you. When you are near, true and sincere, you bring a song to my lips, so rest. And if my prayers are answered, I'll be blessed. And you'll be blessed each night my whole life through. And so I say, thank heaven for you.
Folks with money, millionaires don't get along so well. I have you but haven't any money, still the combination would be swell. Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. And I could take you to places you'd like to go, but outside of that I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Anything with a swinger to an I love you. I love it too. I love it to sing. Give me a song about a turn a gun and went and done a wrong. But keep it clean up. With a cottage smaller by a waterfall, any summer that'll throb to a bluebird's caller. I love it all, I love it to sing. I was born a singing fool, la dee da. Major Bowes is gonna spot me, got through jail with boola boola, la dee da. Oh, microphone's got me. I love to sing, I love to wake up with the salsa in my mouth, and wave the flag. With a cheer for Uncle Sammy and another for my mammy. I love to sing. I love to sing about a mooner and a junior and a springer. Oh, I love to sing about a sky blue and a team of two. Singing with the swinger of her, I love you. Love, love. Give me a song about a Santa gun that went and done it wrong, but keep it cleaner. My heart caught it smaller with a wall of color, and it's stopper that a drop to a blue word caller. Love, love, sing. I was born a singing fool, la dee da. Oh, Major Bowes is gonna spot ya. Got through Yale with boola boola, la dee da. Oh, microphone got ya. I love to sing. I love to wake up with the salsa in my mouth, and with a flag, with a cheer for Uncle Sammy, and another for my mammy. I love to sing.
Two for the price of one at the end there, from the soundtrack of The Singing Kid, 1936. Al Jolson and Cab Calloway, I Love to Sing. And some of you Gen Y people and Gen X and all those other Gens, Gen Z is coming right along. Well, you have to wake them up, though. Might remember that song from a South Park episode featuring some cows. I'll always remember that fondly. But before that, we had Dick Powell with Plenty of Money and You, 1936. And that was from... the Gold Diggers of 1937. I'm going to say that without even looking at the CD, just to make sure. And I'll get corrections on that if I'm wrong. And began with Rudy Valley from International House in 1934. Thank Heaven for You. And those were both recordings. The Al Jolson was a soundtrack and sounded real good. Yes, indeed. So now let's go to a party, shall we? I'd like to go to a party. I'll send my liver on ahead. Here's... Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, his Coconut Grove Orchestra at the Ambassador Hotel in 1931 with his star vocalist. And he's got the crowd there. He's got the big Hollywood crowd. And the vocalist is really playing up to it, especially in the second number. So let's go back for a while, shall we? I'd like to. And that's Gus Arnheim with, let's start with Bing Crosby in here, out of nowhere. And goes on from there. It's fun. Really fun.
From nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with my memory, I'll always wait for your return.
Crosby of the Rhythm Boys gave you the chorus in the last selection, Out of Nowhere. Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Coconut Grove Orchestra continue.
What is it that makes me want you the way that I do? What is it? What is it? Please tell me. That gives me a thrill like nothing else will. What is it? Say you're no gorgeous creature. That's easy to tell. You've got that something that I love so well. What is it? It's cut glass, so I'll give it back. See it's a track. Guess you say.
What is it?
My money?
What is it?
Present of the Annie.
Make me want you the way that I do. What is
it? Let me right up here.
What is it?
My clothes?
What is it?
Charlie Levy, Paul McCartney.
Oh, that gives me a big thrill.
Big thrill.
Like nothing else will. Must be Jack O'Keefe.
No, it's something you ask.
You're not as good looking.
Say that, Janet, she's talking about O'Keefe. She's singing to me, but she means O'Keefe. Give it in there, O'Keefe.
That I like that.
What is it? I'm dying to know why I love you so. My manager.
Oh, such fun. Those were more innocent times, and of course any times more innocent than this. We're, you know, we're so jaded, we don't even want to leave the house, so. But you get to listen to that on the radio, which is good. If you're in your car, you get a better reception too, by the way. So even if you have to, you don't have gas, you can just sit there and listen to it in the driveway. Bing Crosby, Lois Whiteman throwing in a remark there too, amazingly, with Gus Arnheim, as you well heard, and his Coconut Grove Ambassador Hotel Orchestra, indeed, from 1931. And now, I've been so wrapped up in this whole situation. I didn't even put this one in, but I'm going to do it now. All this, it was Hollywood, and I say, you know, it's enchanting, and I was enchanted there. I'll have to get disenchanted because that's a much better state to be in. And Utica had that air of enchantment last week. And we're very enchanted here. We're enchanted to be with you this night, this evening, here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you very much for listening, even through my my gastric complaints or whatever they are. I think one of the other hosts insisted. He said, "You got to try a bacon burger." So I did, and that was my downfall. I don't know. I should be fine. I may have to go and, you know, get leeches applied or something, but I'll be okay. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, your convalescing host. This is rather bittersweet, as it always is. And Hollywood is, too. And back to the grind tomorrow. Back to working in the salt mines. And, you know, just bearing that sweet memory of that time when we were all in show business. Yes, indeed. Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, 1938. Thanks for the memory.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse. And chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade,
and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fella needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yell,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotel.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Diddy Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh?
Huh?
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre nous. Darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio, toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.